Hello, 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 hello.
We good?
So, guess what just happened? So after not...
Tell us, John. what just happened?
So after not taping for maybe a year...
Yeah.
You and I engaged in a session of John, Paul, and Mike.
Which was brilliant.
It had brilliant content.
Brilliant.
And somehow,
yeah,
we lost it all.
Do you know what, John?
Like a minute ago.
If we had gotten that Canada 150 grant, none of this would have happened because the production team would have taken care of it for us.
I think you told me we did get the Canada 150 grant.
Well, it's a secret.
Oh, you were just kind it's of secret.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, yeah, no, we totally didn't get that money. Canada, our shared history.
Well, can we think about doing that? And
I think,
you know, we should.
Look, if the CBC can get money, I think we should get money.
We can get some money.
Money, money, money.
So it's been a while.
It's been a long time. How are you?
Well.
I asked you already, but we lost that
story. I know. Okay, well.
Wait. I got to do the intro.
Oh, no, wait. You want to know what I've got less hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've gained 380 pounds.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what else am I going to do?
It's a buffet.
Life is a buffet.
Life is a buffet. Eat it up.
If it tapes properly.
If it's in the fridge, it's there to eat.
And I've aged. You know, I was 32.
You look younger.
Well, I was 32 when we last did a show.
You look happier and younger. Yeah, I think you have more hair.
Well, it's sunny. Really?
Yeah, you've lost weight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so have you.
You are a handsome fella. Golly.
Why are we not doing this more often?
Shucks.
By the way, what are we doing?
Welcome to the John, Paul, and Mike Show. With your host,
Johnny Boris Ladislav Unicic.
That's totally not your real name.
All right. John Jurisic. That's my Croatian name.
I know.
That's my spy name.
I know. That's awesome.
Because, you know, there's lots of talk about spying.
We are recording live from Kiev. It's a rendezvous point. Wow, I don't even know what accent I was trying to do there.
Well, it was very Baltic.
That was a bad...
It was Baltic.
50s radio. 50s radio stereotype.
And these days, who knows? We might actually be coming from there.
Maybe. Yeah.
So what have you been doing? Like this... What have you been doing?
I'm 2 years at Smart Dolphins, so that's awesome. And
that's fantastic. And they're growing like a weed, aren't they?
Yeah.
Not the cannabis weed.
No.
No, sorry.
No, that's
like
different.
A flower weed.
That's different. Yeah. So yeah, so that's going awesome. And then I'm doing social media camp.
Social media camp.
Which is next week, May 3rd and 4th. Socialmediacamp.ca.
Is that
your tickets now?
Is that like the camp number 22?
That's number 8.
Wow.
Yeah, Canada's largest conference. There's a digital ticket if people want to tune in. Socialmediacamp.ca.
So I've actually been online.
Mm-hmm. Once or
twice. Although we haven't done any podcasts. Yeah. I've watched your Facebook site.
Mm-hmm.
You are a community.
That's my site.
You post something and you're a provocateur. Mm. You post hoping for engagement.
Mm-hmm.
You've done less lately.
Sarcasm.
Why the change?
I prefer sarcasm.
What's happened?
Well, politics has changed. The you know, we see what's going on in the world, and especially
how has it changed?
Well, especially south of the border, you see these riots at Berkeley, and suddenly it's okay to punch a Nazi, and who's a Nazi? And by the way, anybody's a Nazi. So you're a Nazi, you know, just get over here so I can punch you in the face.
Okay, so here...
So when violence gets normalized as acceptable political discourse, we're all screwed.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
As a social media expert,
mm-hmm.
Don't deny it, because I know you do. Don't deny it. Don't deny it. So
not the title I'd use.
Social, someone who knows why... Has human behavior changed because of technology? Like, like why though? The technology is not creating the change. We are.
Yeah.
Why is that happening? In your opinion, and are you going to be talking about that next week at Social Media Camp?
So yeah, human behavior has changed. We all hide behind our phones. You know, you see, I did this the other day with my family. We're sitting at, there's four of us now because my nephew moved in with us. So we're sitting around the table at a restaurant and all four of us are on our smartphones, you know, during this valuable family time together, right? We're all doing different stuff, whatever, right? Well, and I look around the table, I'm like, you know, guys, I'm going to put my phone away if you guys put your phone away, right? And so we all put our phone away and, you know, it's like awkward silence, right? I mean, society has changed, the rules of how we communicate with each other has been rewritten by social media. And this was the sea change that I was talking about a decade ago, which is everything gets affected by this revolution. This is not just, you know, this is not just the next fancy toy of technology. This is a fundamental rewriting of our entire society, and we can write it right or we can write it wrong.
Well, I don't think anyone's writing anything. We're just stumbling through.
Yeah.
So that's something that social media camp talks about. And are you going to have a panel? So will you be addressing this next week?
There's a whole bunch of content around the societal impacts of social media. We have a politics panel, which isn't available on the digital ticket, by the way. You have to be there in person. But the politics panel, we have Elise Mills, a conservative commentator. You see her on CTV all the time.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Yeah. She was actually one of these folks that was on Twitter and just got so tired of the abuse that she checked out one day. I don't know if she would use the word abuse. That's the word I use. But, you know, just the sort of, I guess, poison, you know,
environment,
yeah, especially on Twitter. And then we also have, but she's back on now. So, and she's great. You know, whether you agree with her or not, she's a smart lady.
It's a great speaker to have.
Has some great, she's doing a talk as well. And then Sonia Thoreau, who is a friend of the show, of course.
Oh, yes, Sonia, we know well. She's now working out of Ottawa.
This is totally news
for the Green Party.
Yeah. Yeah, so she'll...
Taking her skill sets nationally.
She's brilliant. I actually got into quite a lengthy private conversation with her, which I won't obviously disclose what she said, but I can...
Why not? It's private.
I can tell you what I said in the private conversation, which is, look, you know, politics is so volatile. I'm just backing away from talking about politics on social media because, you know, I'm tired of being labeled this, that, or the other thing. I'm a Nazi to one person, a communist to the next, and it's okay for all of them to punch me in the face.
Well,
and then I should mention Tess Van Stratton from Czech News.
Yes,
they're also a sponsor, but Tess is amazing and brilliant, and we have cats that are brothers. Her cat is brother to my cat. So there's family relation.
But is your cat behave?
No,
because he's
no.
with you.
Our cat, one of the first things our cat did was run into a wall and chip off his tooth.
Yeah, I do that regularly.
Her cat has something wrong with that? A fully toothed cat. and her cat, she posts pictures of him being really nice. We post pictures of our cat being an idiot. So, yeah, but notwithstanding the fact she got the better cat, she's going to be hosting the panel. And obviously, being a well-known woman in journalism who's very active on social media, she's going to have some whoppers of stories. So we actually have the hashtag all-female panel for a politics panel, which
that's fantastic.
I'm pretty excited about it because there's not going to, you know, I mean, obviously, these are passionate people. They're going to be debating. But the insight I'm looking for is how do we tackle the abuse...
Well, the change in behavior.
The abuse that women suffer versus men. You know, like, if I go, honestly, notwithstanding this whole violence thing in the old days before it was acceptable to just punch people in the face randomly, I would go on to social media.
That was okay.
Six months ago, yeah. you know, I'd go on to social media and post something, and if somebody wrote back and said, you're an idiot, or screw you, or whatever, right? Fine, whatever, right? But women don't always get that. They get... You know, you should be raped or, you know, something just...
Sexual assault,
violence, you know, threats, I know where you live, you know, sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I honestly, thank God, to date, haven't had to put up with that.
What date is this political panel?
May 4th. So it's the second day of the conference at 11 a.m. It's going to be brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this panel is on the...
Technology. Exterminate!
Welcome to the John, Paul, and Mike show, home of technology.
because we're so good at it.
You know, when I listen back to our podcast...
We met through the tech industry, man.
Yes, we did. We were.
We should be able to record a podcast, probably.
You know, I listen back, and all I hear is this stupid laugh of mine. Like, this laugh. Like,
do you hate your own laugh? I hate my own laugh.
Like, there's no laugh. It's just gasping for air. Yeah. You know?
Well, since you lost the 75 pounds, it makes a huge difference.
I lost a bit more than that.
Did you?
Yeah. But I gained it back today. I was at a buffet. 11 pounds 11 I gained today. Pounds.
Wow. That's crazy. You should slow down at that buffet. I'm going on a cruise again one day.
Oh,
very soon.
You might as well jump off the boat.
I'm just gonna take my blankets from my room and just park myself in the buffet.
That's so fun.
Yeah, just
can you?
Yeah, what are they gonna do?
Snapchat?
I paid to get on.
Exactly.
That's it, yeah,
but there must be a clothing rule.
It's it's loose. It's a loose rule.
Where's the boat going to?
Oh, we're doing the L.A. Catalina Island, Mexico run.
Oh,
yeah. I've done L.A. to Hawaii. I've done Vancouver to L.A. I've never been to Catalina Island.
And you got, you and your family.
All I know about Catalina is the salad dressing. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
You and your family have taken a few cruises, haven't you?
This will be, we started. So I got so tired of not doing this with you.
Yes.
That we started our own cruise podcast.
Did I even tell you about this? Yes, you
it's
did.
It's called Cruise Nerds.
Cruise Nerds. Cruise Nerds. So is that cruisenerds.ca?
.net. Because that's the thing.
You're so technology.
That's the thing.
You're such a
technology. And .com was taken. So cruisenerds.net. It's my wife and I.
Yes.
And we interview people. And we had our travel agent on our last episode. And my son, who's 11, is our producer, director.
Well, this is fantastic.
Editor,
technical. How many people are you getting? Have you listened? 8 or 9?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because we have 7.
Yeah.
John Paul and Mike is 7?
Cruise Nerds on Twitter actually has like 1,500 followers or something.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Well, I know how to use the Twitter.
Oh, do you? So you know how to create trolls.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you explain to me what's the definition of trolls? Because whenever we talk about social media and how it's abused, I hear about trolling, I hear about bots.
Yeah.
You know, for someone uninitiated, what's going on
it's
here?
It's funny you ask that, because last year at Social Media Camp, we had a troll panel. And what I found out, because I was on it with a couple of other smart, kind of nerdy people that get this stuff, people that might, you know, be familiar with websites like Reddit, where everybody's a troll, but everyone's in on the game, the joke, right? So, and what I found was everybody actually had a really different idea of what troll meant, because it's got about 17 different definitions, right? And so this troll is almost like a spectrum, right? So on the one end, you got just people who are jokesters, right? They just ha ha ha, and it's everyone's in on the joke, and ha ha, and nobody gets hurt, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got the other extreme end of the spectrum where the troll, you know, and it's terrible that
it's
same
criminal
word would be used, but it would be that person if they did that in person, and
would be committing a criminal act,
and I would argue they should be arrested for doing it too, right? Threatening people and you know, and the like, and really, you know, the reality is we're at the all female panel, you know, they're going to be talking about this stuff, right? But the objective of these people is to really just shut down debate, right? There's so much of that in the world today, right? We see this in Berkeley and stuff. Berkeley invites a speaker, a controversial conservative speaker, and then it's like riots break out. And it's like, this is a university campus where, you know, this is ironically the university campus that like sparked a lot of, you know,
the stuff in the 60s
that was amazing.
The cultural change.
It was amazing for the world. And now that very same free speech, you know, that you were such an important part of producing, you were opposed to, right? Because, this is a mantra we see a lot in politics. It's like, if you can just shut down people, just, you know, whether it's legally or just yelling louder than they are.
Or calling them fake.
Or just abusing them with names, right? Fake or bigot,
but
you know,
Paul, don't
whatever,
we need,
right?
We as human beings, human to human, need to find out how to how to manage that, because it's not the platform, it's not the technology.
Yeah.
What concerns and worries me is that politicians and lawmakers will shut down the platform, which is to some degree already happening in the States.
Well, so Facebook's now filtering things, and
so we're getting we as human beings have to figure out why we're so mean to each other.
Yeah.
Why are we allowing that to happen? So are there consequences? Are there results? Are there conclusions? Are there places in society where we are dealing with this with this inappropriate behavior to each other?
Well, and I don't know. I think that's this is going to be the big test of the next decade, because if we continue down the road we're going down, it's just we may as well just start the Civil War, right? Especially now in the States where it's so divided.
Oh, it's right. Yeah,
and everybody lives in their own echo chamber, which is a sad consequence of their own behavior and the technology, right? And people need to hear. People need to be. This, maybe it's the public school system. I hear a lot of people complain about public schools in North America, but I remember when I went to university, way back when, and it was this idea that we would debate things. I took poli-sci, right? You would debate things, and you would do it civilly, and you would put forward your ideas because ideas mattered, right? And now it's like, it's the opposite. It's like, just be quiet about something that you're
really.
Well, I think so. Yeah, because there's consequences. There's real world consequences. If you go on Facebook tomorrow and you post something that's and a great example is all the stuff that's happening with gender politics, right? So if you go on Facebook tomorrow and you say something that's perceived by somebody else to be anti-trans rights or
anti-LGB,
or even just questioning gender wage gap or something, right? Even if you post like studies or whatever, it doesn't matter, right? So you post that, and then
which you've done, I've seen you do
not those specific
things, but something like that,
something like where you call it, where you ask the question,
somebody very mean comes on and says very mean,
well, I asked
stupid things.
I asked the question after the locker room talk thing came out during the election. I made the mistake of saying, well, what is acceptable locker room talk in this day and age, right?
Yeah,
because when guys get together, they say stupid stuff to each other. It's part of like the guy culture thing, right? And is that like, are we at a place now where that's just not allowed anymore?
Yeah.
And I think there's a perception where, because the guy culture sort of locker room talk, whatever you want to call it, there's definitely a component of that. Like everybody's in on the gag, right? If I'm calling you names, you're in on the gag, right? And so it's not meant to be offensive or insulting or whatever, right? But it's meant to be just guys, joking around, right? But from women who haven't sort of experienced or seen that, and if they got that sort of just out of context, they'd go, what the?
Yeah.
You're right?
Well,
we're at a place in our culture where we need to be asking questions like, is that even acceptable anymore, right?
So,
I don't know.
So, well, certainly from the mid-90s with the what I call information revolution, the rules of engagement are changing.
Yeah.
And these are things you talk about at Social Media Camp. I think it's fascinating. Do you have a theme that to this camp?
Oh,
last year it was shared economy.
Yeah.
What is it this year?
This year it's going global. So we are Canada's largest social media conference. And by the way, Canada is the largest the most trading nation in the world, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of our big competitors in North America, which are great conferences, we like ours, but there's some great conferences. They're all in the U.S. though, and they're largely focused on U.S. Audiences, right? And U.S. target markets. So we're kind of shifting gears. We're saying, okay, we're a Canadian conference. We're going to talk about the Canadian market. Yes, we're going to talk about the American market, but we're going to talk about the world as well, right?
Perfect.
And so and so we're using the fact that we're Canada's largest social media conference to position ourselves to be the global social media conference.
Yeah, yeah, right? That's excellent.
Yeah.
Technology. Exterminate.
Welcome to the John, Paul, and Mike show.
Well,
our other friend of the show, Kaylin Harris, is running for the
Kaylin Green Party, right? Of Shatterbox.
And and I think that's a long shot. He's running up against Carol James, former leader, NDP leader in Victoria, Beacon Hill.
Kaylin is a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he would make a wonderful representative.
I should go endorse him on
Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man.
So soon.
We should talk about the conservative leadership race next episode, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, until we meet again.
You bet.
And it won't be a year. Great to see you, buddy. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.